The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine and mine know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Membership has its advantages, its benefits. For example, if you belong to the YMCA, you pay a fee each month, and yet you get a lot of benefits from it. You can use the swimming pool, the equipment, you can take classes, and of course the big benefit is hopefully you'll be healthier. Do we get benefits from being members of the Catholic Church? Well, we don't pay dues. No one has to pay anything to become a Catholic or receive the sacraments, but what are the benefits of becoming a Catholic? Well, in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it says that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, there's a benefit right there. By becoming a member of God's church, he received the fullness of the Holy Spirit. He was given courage to stand up and proclaim Jesus as Lord and Savior. And this is the same Holy Spirit that is poured upon us, especially through the sacraments. Through baptism, we receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Through all the other sacraments, especially the Eucharist, we have the power of God coming to us, overflowing in our community of faith. So right there, there's a wonderful, wonderful benefit of being a member of the Catholic Church. Another thing that is a benefit, and John tells us that in his first letter today, we become children of God. Through baptism, we are adopted children of God, and we get all the benefits of being full-fledged children of God. So if you think about it, who is the fullness of the Son of God? Well, that's Jesus Christ, who is God, God the Son, and we are his kin. We are children, sons, and daughters of God, along with Jesus. And if you listen carefully to the second Eucharistic prayer, which I will read today, it says that our hope, and this is the big benefit, our hope is that we will be co-heirs with Christ. Co-heirs. So Jesus inherited what from the Father? He inherited everything. 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 And if we're going to be co-heirs, what does that mean for us? What are we going to inherit? Everything. Everything. We are going to receive all that Jesus received. He even tells us that he has gone before us to prepare a place for us in heaven at the right hand of the Father. Only those who are divine and like God can be in that chair next to the Father. And he's going to prepare that for us if we're faithful. So the benefits are there. They are offered to us. The question is, what are we doing to be good, faithful sons and daughters of God so that we will inherit the kingdom? We will inherit everything that Jesus inherited. It doesn't mean simply that we go through what we're supposed to do, the routine of going to Mass every Sunday, doing things for the parish, so forth and so on. If we want to inherit what God wants to give us, it means every single day not being content with what we're doing as disciples, but always having a deep desire to go further, to go deeper into our faith, to be more like Jesus Christ. The more we are like Jesus Christ, the more we're going to be prepared for heaven, to celebrate the goodness of God in heaven. And if we look at Jesus, what's the model he gives us? Well, here he is, God, the fullness of God, and yet he did not cling or grasp his divinity, but became a human being. And specifically, we're told, he became a slave to serve you and me. Are we willing to become more and more a slave every day to serve other people, regardless of whether they like us or hate us, whether they serve us or persecute us? Are we willing to become slaves? That's part of our Christian journey. We can't say, you know, I've got mine. I'm very happy with what I have. I earned it. I don't have to share it. That's not being a good Christian. A good Christian will say, Lord, everything you have given me belongs to you. All my talents belong to you. Everything that I am belongs to you. Therefore, each and every day, my challenge is to give more and more and more of myself. Not to rest content, to say, I've done enough, but to always say, Lord, I can never thank you enough for the gift of salvation. During Holy Week, we read that when Jesus was taken up to Golgotha, he was stripped of his garments. Everything was taken away from him. Are we willing to be stripped of everything, our egos, our arrogance, our selfishness, in order to be faithful to God, to say to God, God, I want this inheritance, therefore I'm willing to be stripped of everything and to work towards being absolutely poor and living in simplicity in order to serve you? But there again, the model is Jesus, and we can never rest comfortably wherever we are. We're always called to be challenged. But again, if we go back to the benefits, we have the benefits of the sacraments, of God's fullness, his presence right now as we celebrate the Eucharist. He gives us his very flesh and blood so that each and every day we can become more and more like Jesus. So we can be slaves to one another, so that we can serve one another out of love and not hold anything and say, this is mine, I don't have to share it. If we can keep opening our hands and saying, Lord, it's all yours and I want to give it to those in need, I want to proclaim your goodness, I want other people to become your sons and daughters and co-heirs with your son. That's what we're called to do each and every day, to keep pushing ourselves. How can I live the life of a disciple of Jesus Christ more deeply? How can I do it better? What am I holding on to? What career goals or money or even relationships, possessions, what am I holding on to that get in the way of my being present to other people, being ready to serve them no matter what's going on in my life? That's the challenge of our faith. Now, as I say, the benefits are there. God gives us everything we need so that we can become more and more like him. But it's up to us to take those benefits, those gifts here and now, to embrace them and to use them, both as individuals and as a community. So we need to keep asking ourselves, what can I do that I'm not doing now? What do I need to do in my life to show God how grateful I am? What do I need to do to be more generous? What do I need to do to let go of whatever is in my life that is blocking my ability to greet the stranger, to feed the person who is hungry, whatever the challenge might be? And again, God gives us the gifts, the graces we need so that we can grow in our faith. So if you want to talk about benefits of membership, the advantages that come along with it, they're sky high. They're heavenly high. But right here and now, each and every day, through our actions, through our choices, we either say no to God, no, I'm not going to do more, no, this is enough, or yes to God, yes, Lord, I want to be challenged, I want to give more of myself, I want to share the benefits of being a Catholic with other people. And there are many people in the world who don't know that there is this pension plan called heaven out there that is absolutely glorious and wonderful, who are living in darkness and despair. And who is going to enlighten them? If we don't do it, who is going to do that? And that is our mission. That is our mission, our basic mission as Christians, to take what we have learned, to share it with other people, so that we can bring the peace of Christ, the love of God, the mercy of God into the world. And obviously it's much needed everywhere in the world today, in our own neighborhoods, our families, around the world. So as always, we have a lot of work to do to live up to what we say we are. If we dare to say we are Christians, then we've got to make sure that we're living the life of a Christian. And the life of a Christian is one who follows the life of Jesus Christ, who did not cling to his divinity, who became a slave, who is stripped of everything in order to serve us. Are we willing to go that distance? And then are we willing to go even the short distance out these doors to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Because again, as John tells us, it is Jesus Christ who is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other. So how can we deny that truth to other people? So as you go forth this week, think of the challenges you'll have, the opportunities you'll have, the opportunities that you'll make, that you can make in your lives to go deeper in your faith, to let go of whatever it is that gets in the way of being a generous, life-giving Christian, so that one day we will be given those benefits that we hope for, the benefit of being with God for all eternity and sharing in a joy which goes beyond anything we can imagine or experience right now. So as always, a lot of the work happens right outside those doors, and it's up to us to take the opportunities, to use them, to share with one another those opportunities, to support one another as we walk together, and to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into our walk with the Lord, because the deeper we go into that walk, the easier it will be when we die to walk with Christ right into heaven.